One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It's the normal show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of The Normal Show. I'm your host, a cool-ass cool guy with a leather jacket smoking a cigarette. And as usual, behind the scenes, we have producer Harry and Dave. You know him, you love him. It's Dave, ladies and gentlemen. You might be wondering, hey, what's with the outfit? I'm experimenting, all right? I'm trying to rebrand as like a cool, like badass, like outsiders guy, like a greaser, you know? Not really, but are the leather jackets even cool anymore? I like it. I think it's kind of sick. But I have like three nice clothes and I just wear them repeatedly. Like, this is an outfit that I wear out pretty often because I have three outfits that I wear and I just rotate them over and over again. But what is this we have pulled up?
Have you ever seen this movie Brick?
No. Is that
this
about
is a good it's a good movie for kind of wearing a jacket and being cool.
Fuck.
Hold on, dude. Check this out.
All right, you got me. Scout, Gophers.
Hold on. He's going to beat this guy up. Watch.
Got heart, kid.
He's going to beat the football player up?
Yeah.
No way.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Ball fries,
but
ain't
going to
help me, man.
Damn. Dude, I'll tell you what. This was my dream when I was in middle school. Was like, or not even middle school, really. Like, late elementary school. Because I was kind of like a nerdy guy at that point before I transitioned into a cool-ass motherfucker. And, you know, I didn't have like bullies like you'd see in movies, but there were people that kind of picked on me a little bit because I was in choir and had a fantastic deep voice. People would always, I kind of have always sounded like this, like my whole life. So, you know, I'd be in third grade being like, can I get a crayon? And they'd be like, Jesus Christ, what is wrong with this kid? Is he smoking cigarettes? Yes. That's why my voice is so deep. But I had people that would like pick on me and stuff. And my like wet dream that I thought about all the time as like a frail, nerdy little boy was like just absolutely going ninja mode. And everyone in the school is like, whoa, except that would never happen. Like, I would get punched once and be like, oh, fuck. But I had this dream of being like, what's up with it, motherfucker? Dude, that actually, I'm unlocking new memories. That happened one time in the neighborhood, and this is why I never tried again. In my neighborhood, there was this one like bully, and he's a big ass motherfucker for like, you know, for our age. I think I was in like third or fourth grade. I think I was in fourth grade, and I'll never forget. We were on top of like we were at like this house that was under construction in the neighborhood, and we were on a pile of sand, and me and this guy were getting into it over, I don't know. I don't really know. I think he called me gay maybe or something. And I like was like, it's time to stand up for myself. I'm done getting pushed around. And I like shoved him and he fucking pushed me so hard, like off the sand pile onto the ground, like completely knocked the wind out of me. And I was like, I was like, I'm done running. And then he just knocked me off the thing and everyone laughed. And I was like, fuck. Okay. So this wet dream of mine to beat a bully's ass, it's not there. I don't have the skill set yet. So I'm going to go home and I'm going to train and I'm going to watch karate videos maybe. I didn't have bullies like you hear about though. Like I feel like our parents got swirlied and shit, you know. I feel like that didn't happen at my school. We had like, I mean, there was some fuckery that happened in the bathrooms. You know, people would fuck with you in the bathrooms. No one's shoving your head into the toilet, I don't think. That didn't happen very often. And if you put my head into a toilet, I'm killing you. I don't care. I do not care. I'm going to murder you. I'm going to. If you shove my head into a toilet, you know, I'm not even going to fight. I'm going to find your address and I'm going to kill you in your sleep. There's no way I'm just letting that fly, you know?
I agree with you. This is sad also, related.
Wait, what is it? Do you not? Wait.
No, the question is, sorry. The question is, do bullies really shove kids into toilets? And here's an answer.
Sadly, yes. And I know this because they did it to me countless times while I was at secondary school. Ironically, because I would have to go home and shower on a daily basis. I was one of the few teenagers in the school who never had a problem with body odor. Oh my God, he was a teenager. Not that such thing could ever justify what they did. I feel rather ashamed saying this, but once when I went to use the toilet at lunchtime, I was grabbed and had my head put in a toilet that was full of feces. So much so, I wouldn't be surprised if they had used it and waited for me to turn up. I tried to talk to the useless staff about it. The response was to proverbially or literally, in a few occurrences, shrug their shoulders and tell me not to use the toilet if it was a problem. Sorry, kid. There's nothing we could do. You're going to have to.
God, that's tragic.
Wow. Wow. No punishment for the other guy at all, for the perpetrator? That's crazy. I'm going to find this thread again later, and I'm going to be like, you got to kill this guy. You for real have to find this guy and you have to kill him. You can't let that happen. Oh my Lord. In my school, it was called bog washing. Is he the guy? He's like, yeah, we did this shit and I took this picture. Yes, it was abuse. Well, duh. Yeah.
Though I don't know if any of this is real.
The only defense I can offer is that it wasn't done as bullying or specific humiliation. Okay. Sure, man. Oh, man. That's crazy. For the staff to not even, like, acknowledge it and be like, oh, shit. Well, that's, you know, boys are going to be boys. What are you going to not swirly these fucking nerds? Or are you going to let these nerds just walk around with dry heads? No. I mean, God damn. What are we, pussies or something? We had a pretty strict staff at my school growing up. We had, I've talked about this on stream before, but we had the punishment. And I don't know if a lot of you liberal snowflakes are ready for this information. But the punishment in my elementary school, if you got in enough trouble, was a paddle, dude. We had a big wooden paddle. And this is also probably a Southern thing, too, because I don't think any people at Harry, what,
like
what
Minnesota
are
getting paddled. Yeah. Brandeis.
Is that like a...
It's like a Jewish day school in San
Jewish
Francisco.
Jewish day school? Yeah, that... Yeah. I don't think they were spanking you guys at Jewish day school. Were they?
No.
Oh. That's a shame. You didn't grow tough skin, dude. I grew up to be not a big pussy. That's not true. I never got paddled once. I was so scared of that. It kept me in line. But if you were really bad, I had this one teacher who had a paddle, It was a huge red paddle, and it was painted red, and she called it Big Red. And if you ever messed up bad enough, she'd be like, don't make me pull out Big Red. And you're like, oh my God. I've seen children go to get spanked by Big Red and never come back. I've seen them go to the spanking block and they've never returned. No one knows what happened. The teacher's like, I have no idea. They said they were checking out of school and then they never checked back in. No, but seriously, they had, and then the principal himself had a big paddle too, like a big wooden paddle. And if you're really, really bad, this very rarely happened, but if you're really bad, you go bare ass, which, you know, I feel like that's kind of where we have to draw the line. We kind of have to, you can't bare ass spank a child that isn't yours over what, like not doing their homework or something. Like, yeah, so that was the story of paddle spanking. Let's
what?
Harry looked up paddle spanking, and I think this is a way different thing. I think this is a kink thing.
Folk music. What?
Have we stumbled upon a hidden gem?
What is paddle spanking? What does it have anything to do with paddle spanking? Oh, okay.
My screen is frozen.
Oh.
And it's just stuck on this guy in a kilt.
Really?
Yeah, literally, it's just like this guy.
No, this article is not interesting. We can skip this.
That's hilarious. The history of paddle spanking. It's a type of music. It's a type of music. You might have heard it. Oh, man. God. Well, now I'm thinking about elementary school days, dude. I'm stuck on this elementary school kick. We had a... I was in chorus, like I mentioned, and I really, truly, truly, in my heart of hearts, I believed that I was going to be a singer. That's what I thought was going to happen. I thought I was going to be a singer, and I was in fifth grade at the height of my passion for singing. And I like took singing lessons and everything. And I've always sounded like this. So like when I sing, it would be like, bah, da, bah, da, bah, bah, bah. So like, it's not that it wasn't good, but no one wanted to crush my hopes and dreams and be like, listen, you cannot sing at all. So no one wanted to crush my dreams. So I did these like musicals and shit all the time. And I took singing lessons and I can't hit high notes because of my voice and shit. So I'm like a natural, I don't know, baritone or alt, whatever, the tenor, maybe not tenor, the deep one, that one, baritone. So my music coach would be like, if you can't hit a high note, you have to give the illusion of hitting a high note. So just yell was her suggestion. So there would be plays and recitals and musicals where they would cut my mic because I was so loud that it was like uncomfortable for everyone. And I'd be like, ah! And like, I remember one time they cut my mic and I was still so audible in the theater and everyone was laughing. And I was like, oh no, what have I done? But at the time, I remember being like, maybe this is my thing, you know, maybe it's like a fun bit. But then eventually I, you know, that dream died. I realized I couldn't sing. And that was that. I would yell those notes all the time. We'd be Christmas caroling at a nursing home for church. And I'd be like, jingle bell. Like I'm just yelling in 80-year-olds' faces, which honestly is probably good because they're typically hard of hearing. So if you think about it that way, I'm kind of the best candidate for that. But why can't I sing high notes as a young female? Learn how to sing high notes easily. I could do the like, like I can do that, but that doesn't sound good.
The biggest reason that singers can't hit high notes is that they strain their voice when they go up to sing them.
That's what my teacher told me to do.
What? Don't chase the note with your throat. Letting your larynx move up too much for high notes or down too much for low notes will throw you off balance because now you're chasing the note. Instead, try to keep the larynx...
Do you think this is helpful?
No.
Okay.
I don't know what the hell this guy's talking about. I don't even know what a larynx is, dude. That sounds like a mythical creature.
I just mean, yeah, like not like a somebody telling you how to sing. I mean, it's same thing with like somebody telling you how to play basketball.
It's like, right, well, that's true. It's kind of like you got it or you don't. Like you I could literally sit down with LeBron James and we could have a dinner and he could be like, here's how you fucking do it.
Right. Yeah.
And I would suck still just as much as I've ever sucked at basketball. You know, there's no amount of teaching me anything. Even we could run drills all day long. I'm just going to still suck ass. What a guy. Ramsey Voice Studio. La, 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 la. Gordon Ramsay. This guy sits down with LeBron James, and LeBron James tries to teach this guy to play basketball, and this guy tries to teach LeBron James how to sing. It'd be a nice little experiment. And there's no easy transition for this. I've been thinking in the back of my head this entire intro how to do this transition, but I want to say for this episode, ladies and gentlemen, here's a little twist situation. We recorded a bunch of test episodes a while ago to, you know, prep for the podcast. Think of it as practice, you know, basketball practice with LeBron James or something. So we practiced, and this episode turned out to be fucking hilarious. So it was a guest episode with Harry's buddy Kemp. God damn it. His name is not Kent. His name is Kemp. And so you might hear him speaking a little bit in there. And it was a good episode, dude. We took a look at the worst AI generated photos, just some absolute AI slop. We took a look at what we like to call the Museum of Slop.
It's the show.
I'll get my hat too.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Give it up for Kemp, ladies and gentlemen. Kemp in the building. In
Thank
the cut
guys.
Like Neosporin. Kemp.
Glad to be here. Glad to be back on a body.
Glad to be back on this limbless body here. Shirtless, limbless body.
I'll take what I can get, man.
How you doing, Kemp? Hey, guys, I was lying. I don't know Kemp even a little bit. Kemp, what are you up to these days? What are you doing?
Well, we know each other a little bit, about 5 minutes worth.
That's true.
Not much. Up to you know, just living in New York. Just moved here. I don't get to anything that exciting, but you know that is kind of the excitement of life, I think.
Wow, very profound, Kemp. Is that?
I try.
Does the traffic there make you want to kill yourself? I don't know if that's just something you accept living there. But like when I've visited a couple times and I'm from, you know, a feeble small town and we don't really have traffic. It takes, you know, the time the maps say it usually takes around that time. Is that just like a reality you've accepted?
Yeah. I mean, luckily I don't drive a ton. I gotta say that, you know, nothing feels better than like driving in a small town, blowing through speed limits, blowing through stop signs. Like that is when you feel alive. And then when you're stuck in traffic in a big city, like that is when you feel you're most insane, I would say.
Yeah. So when you feel like you're dying inside, no open road, dude. Also, another thing I like about New York. Well, I guess I didn't even say one thing I liked about New York. I said that I hated the traffic.
Yeah, you just went straight to the bathroom. Right.
Another thing I like, in New York, I feel like, you know, the Uber drivers, it's always like, they don't talk to you. And every time I go to LA, they always want to fucking talk about like their resume or whatever, hoping that I'm some kind of like producer or screenwriter. Yeah. I had an Uber. I've had a shit ton of ridiculous Uber rides. I've told the story in the pod before, but basically a short story is in LA, this guy, there was a bunch of traffic and he was like, he kept doing this while he was driving. He kept being like, I was like, first of all, keep your eyes open when you're driving. That's crazy. And he was like doing this and he was like, I'm trying to use my energy to clear up the traffic. And I was like, what?
That's awesome.
He was like, I'm using my life force to clear up the traffic. And then not only did he use his life force to clear up the traffic, he was upset that LA wasn't compensating him for, he was like, I do so much work and I put so much energy into clearing up the traffic and no one credits me for it. And I was like, that must be really hard, man. Yeah. And he was also an ex-Scientologist who was trying to tell me about Scientology and all this shit. And I was like, can I just get to the place?
That's too much. That's too much. I just want my Uber driver to like, shut up. Let me smoke cigarettes. I'm actually down for him to use his life force, but I don't want him to talk to me about it. I just want him to use his life force to get me there.
Yeah. If you're going to clear up the traffic, clear up the traffic, but don't tell me about Scientology. You know, he kept saying he tried to rewrite the book of Scientology and the higher ups were like, no, but he was like, you're going to regret this. I was like, dude, what? And then I got to my destination. He kept me there for 10 full minutes being like, Scientology. I was like, holy fuck, dude, I'm literally sitting at the destination. Can we get out right now?
So he wasn't even a Scientologist. He was like an off-brand Scientologist of his own.
Yeah, he had like his own branch of Scientology he was trying to sell me on. And I was like, I don't even fucking understand the source material. And you're trying to sell me on this like pseudo
Scientology. I think your target has to be existing Scientologists. Right. I don't think you can't go like two steps away. You got to get like one step closer and then take those people and bring them closer.
Yeah, also not strangers. I don't know if that's just something you do with everybody or I just looked approachable, but.
Customers, even, you know, not even strangers, like customers, paying customers.
You know, but I don't know. I was like, maybe he has a point. I'll give him a tip here, I guess. I got in the wrong Uber at in Chicago. I got out of the airport at O'Hare and I was just needing an Uber ride to my car. It was like 2 minutes away in the parking lot and the dude and my phone died. So I didn't know. I thought I remembered there being like a Z on the license plate and this guy pulled up with a Z on the license plate and he was like, you? And I was like, are you this guy? And he was like, yep, that's me. Come on. And I got in and we had been driving for like 7 minutes and I was like, I feel like we're not, it's a very roundabout way to the parking lot. And I looked in his maps and it was like 18 minutes to destination. I was like, sir? And he kept getting calls. He kept declining calls. And it was from the person who was supposed to get picked up. They're like, where the fuck are you? And he was like, and then he canceled and just took me to my spot. But I was like, dude. Crazy.
At least he took you there. One time in like college, I think it was like wild, like my like freshman orientation. It was like, you know, I was like, you know, just like getting blackout every night freshman. I didn't know how to drink properly. And I thought it was like good to blackout, you know?
Hell yeah.
And so then I like started trying to get home and I like my phone died and I had to call an Uber while my phone was dying and I just see a car pull up and I just like get in it and this guy is like, what are you doing, man? I'm like, I thought you were my Uber. And he's like, no, I'm not your Uber. Like, you can't just like get in people's cars. And I was like, just point me to the lake. Point me to the lake and I'll find
the car. At least give me a ride. I'm already here.
You didn't even offer me a ride or anything. You just got mad at me. And he was like, you can't do that. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I did, man.
Dude, I had this one. That's crazy. Oh, my God. I had this one. Like, I used to, you know, black out a bit myself because I have, I guess, a consumption problem. But, you know, I was out on a bachelor trip, so I thought that's what you did. But I got too drunk to be like a person. They were like, you got to go home. And I was like, all right. And I was like, I can handle the fucking Uber myself. I got it. And I put in the wrong address, the Airbnb. It was like a street over. But I was too drunk to, I was so confused. And I was just in the middle of the neighborhood. And I was literally just walking around like crying, being like, how am I going to get, I'm so fucked. My phone was dead. And then I remember seeing like a house party and people on a deck. And I was like, maybe these people can help me. And their door was unlocked. I just went in there. And I don't remember any, like, I don't remember faces. I just remember this feeling of sadness and hopelessness. And then being like, maybe these people can be a beacon of hope. And I do remember people being like, yo, what the fuck? Because I was just in these people's living room being like, I need help. And they were like, what? And one of the dudes drove me. It was literally like a street away. And he drove me. I don't know what he looked like. I don't know what he drove. Dropped me off. And
I like to think that if like a random blackout guy came into one of my parties, I'd be pretty welcoming to him.
That's what I think. I think they were just, they
rude.
Saw the sadness on me and they were like, dude.
Yeah, they're like, let's save this guy. Maybe we can like help him pivot his life a little bit to not have this happen again.
Right, but also a little unnerving to just have a guy in your living room that wasn't there.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure it was like a small gathering, and I was like, "Hey, everybody,
intimate." Kindness, my kindness only goes so far, you know. Like,
but maybe don't leave your door unlocked.
Yeah.
What about that?
I thought this was an open party.
Exactly. That's what I mean. I'm pretty much, if the door is unlocked, that is my invitation. I'm like, okay, you guys didn't lock your door. I'm gonna come in here. But
yeah, and that's why you go around checking doors at night just to see if you can.
And that's what I do. I'm like, guys, I'm trying to have a party right now. Wait, have you lived in New York? Like your whole, you just moved to New York?
Just moved to New York. Grew up in San Francisco. Kind of had like a up
San
in,
Francisco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know where the slop was born, man. That's where that's where the slop center is.
Yeah, I hear you're a big fan of slop yourself. What does that mean to you? Just garbage on the internet?
Yeah, brain rot, I also call it. I guess slop and brain rot are probably different things.
They're pretty synonymous. I get a little brain rotty sometimes.
Can you guys explain it to me as like somebody who doesn't know shit about this? Like what the fuck you guys are talking about?
It's like we're speaking Chinese.
Yeah.
Kim, you can.
Are we not speaking Chinese? I thought we were. Well, I feel like slop is like AI generated images or video. Mm-hmm. That right? Like I think that is kind of the key part to slop.
I agree.
And then brain rot is more of the like skibbity, like actually user created content that is actually just like really bad for your brain.
It's a pretty good definition. Brain rot would be like taking media and just making it just completely almost fucking unwatchable. Like if you were to, you know, like I, you know, brain rot, I feel like the umbrella of brain rot extends to a bunch of different things. But I one time watched The Boy in the Striped Pajamas on TikTok in like 150 parts, and I kept scrolling through it. And I kept being like, this is fucking ridiculous. But then I was like, it always left on a cliffhanger. I'm like, what's going to happen when he goes under the fence? So I just kept scrolling. But it had, you know, Subway Surfers there at the bottom, like gameplay. Or it would just be like clay mashing with like a sped up version of The Boy in the Striped Pajamas. There you go. If you guys aren't familiar, it's a great film. Check it out.
Is this going to go into the next one? No.
We can only hope so.
Oh, is this about the Holocaust?
Yeah, dude. Have you never seen The Boy in the Striped Pajamas? That's exactly what it's. It's literally a Holocaust movie about this.
Yeah.
This guy, one of the kids of the Nazis, it befriends this Jew in a concentration camp, and then he goes in himself. Very sad film on TikTok. If you guys want to check it out, you know, if you don't have any streaming platforms, you can watch it there. But yeah,
but I
brain
think
rot.
Does Does Brainrot need to have an original content? Like, wouldn't Skibidi Toilet be Brainrot as well?
Yeah, that's certainly Brainrot. Anything that's just complete.
But there's no, like, real content at the source there, right? That's just, like, user-generated, like, using, like, Gary's Mod, which is some, like, old, like, I think, video game simulator thing.
Oh, I remember Gary's Mod, dude. Yeah, Skibidi right? Toilet, that's kind of like the magnum opus of Brainrot.
Yeah.
And I don't understand it fully, but I know the kids are really, there's like Skibidi Toilet songs, and there's, and I think that's a lot of the Brainrot stuff is for children.
Yeah. And now Michael Bay is making it into a movie.
I saw that, which what the fuck does that mean?
It's, I mean, because there is a storyline of Skibidi Toilet, right? So if you, it's a guy on YouTube who creates, he's created like 70 shorts or something, right? And Skibidi Toilet, it seems like it starts with these toilets with these heads in them that are singing the song, right? And then you eventually learn that, like, there is a, like, they can swallow humans and then they become, the humans become, or like toilets swallow humans and become Skibidi Toilets. And then they go around and hunting humans. And then there's these, like, these men, cameramen, who are then like either the humans bring in the cameramen to fight the Skibidi Toilets. So there is an arc there to be explored.
It's fascinating, the lore behind this.
It might be the worst movie
of all time.
Yeah, no, it might be.
Since Minecraft.
And it, I spent one brain.
Intelligent than you give it credit for. As for the Skibidi Toilets themselves, where did they come from in their universe? And how's the
There's
story
a fucking infographics video about Skibidi Toilets.
Jiggled his rather large belly to the song Skibidi Bop, Yes, Yes, Yes. Gerasimov took the toilet head twisted expressions from Paris Brand's old Skibidi Dop.
Skibidi Bop, Yes, Yes, Yes.
Video.
Kemp, how old are you, by the way?
I'm 27. I'm too old for this.
Okay, so yeah, I'm 24, and I'm lost on, but I'm trying to learn, you know. It was a hot new thing. It was a year ago.
I spent like one afternoon like looking up all the Skibidi Toilet videos. Rabbit hole. And it like literally I left it and my brain was like, holy shit. Man, like,
Brainrot, dude.
I did like permanent damage to my brain.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
And I think that's the perfect segue, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to be taking a look today at a thing we like to call the Museum of Slop. We're going to be taking a look at some of the internet's most sloppiest, brain rottiest content that they have to offer, or that it has to offer, rather. Let's take a look.
that's the OG right there.
So these are like the there are all these Facebook pages that have these. It's just bots that create AI generated images, and old people are like, "Wow, so powerful! Why don't pictures like this ever trend?" That's so true. Soldiers.
It's also I don't get this because there's like the soldiers in the back look like the soldiers at the table. So like,
they're actively in war.
Yeah. They're taking and a break. Eating
the real. Holy fuck.
Oh,
and someone's grandma
God,
is probably
dude.
Like, whoa, that's wow. The I didn't real. Know that was a real thing.
They're like, that's where the Hulk came from?
Like, wow, I didn't know. Photographed in hashtag Africa.
What's that? A giant?
Uncovering forgiven tales, forgotten tales, mound builders, ancient giants, the mystery of Hollow Earth.
This is like the really this is like the real danger of AI art is when like old people find it and think it's real.
Exactly. Right? Like, today's best photo. Check it out.
Is that Jesus?
It's either Jesus or Keanu Reeves, and this Asian woman is running from the shark with legs.
But she's also holding hands with the shark with legs.
Oh my God, you're right. They're a team. Wow, maybe it is a powerful image.
Maybe they're running from
the three-headed lady running with the big breasts. What's going on here? I need husband, am single, and a fat camel toe as well. God. And from USA, boom. What is the boom challenge?
I think I have an idea what the boom challenge is.
I don't know if that's a thing.
Well, I don't post like this ever trend.
They love saying that.
That's awesome.
Maybe that's just what the bots say. I don't know if that's their tagline.
is that Scarlett? Wait, what's the Scarlett Johansson? Do you see that? That's like part of the tag is like beautiful Scarlett Johansson.
This one? Which one?
The dog one, I think. It was just part of the tag. It's all good.
What is this humong? What does this mean? Pathavira tour package per person by Jeep. Is he selling something? What product is this?
Yeah, is he saying that you can be the Canadian guy on his bike?
If any huge ass Canadians want to buy this tour package. There's so many of
dude.
Haas pizza. And it also like starts to get confusing because it's like, at what point is this like ironic? And then who is actually posting these to trick people, you know? Cause I would assume.
Yeah.
I asked AI to make a graphic explaining how to fry an egg.
Preheat up.
Well, first you want to preempt skill kit.
Yeah, preempt the skill kit.
And then you're going to want to repeat skillet and then use the egg. And then use oil sparfly.
Sparfly, yeah.
And then, of course, you got to intrody the edge strisp. And then wait for edges to. And then you're done.
This is crazy. It's pretty close. I feel like in like 5 years we're really gonna miss this era of AI when it's like actually accurate and stuff. We're gonna miss. Why don't pictures like this ever trend?
That's what I've been saying. Apocalypse? Why don't they? Because this is, it's like that's so powerful. Do the Jesus one. There's a couple Jesus ones coming.
Skip. AI or Amen JC? That's a good question. A
lot of grandmas commenting Amen under that.
Oh, no.
Yup.
Is that like a young Stephen Hawking? Oh, yep. That's my dream woman.
I am from Japan.
Her name's Farmer Girl. Look at that. Look at that animal. It's like a peacock sheep.
What?
Oh my God.
What is this? Is this like a metaphor for testicular cancer from smoking cigarettes?
Those are huge cigarettes, also.
This is also another. Depart early in the morning from your location via Sindhuli, BP Highway.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
This is like. Yeah, I wish you could click see more because I feel like this is going to give you a road trip. Like,
also, check out this image, unrelated to what I was saying.
Where is Kathmandu also in? him Nepal.
20 unknown facts about Volkswagen. This was actually the first iteration of the vehicle.
The first Volkswagen was actually a potato.
Was actually the biggest fucking potato you've ever seen in your entire life.
Hold on, let's try to make some.
Wow, the Jesus inside out is so crazy.
Oh, this is awesome. Okay. We can make our own. How about do VeggieTales crucifixion? Because I thought that was a real thing that I could have sworn I remember an episode of them doing like a crucifixion, but apparently it doesn't.
Crucifixion. You're like, I thought it was a real thing. I thought VeggieTales actually happened.
Oh, baby. Oh, I'm excited. Oh, boy. What?
They're way too happy for a crucifixion.
They're way too happy. That is not the face of people that are witnessing a crucifixion.
Well, actually, that might be. It depends on who's...
That's true.
Not the face of someone getting crucified, but like
it's the Pharisees. Watching. They're like, yay.
Yeah.
Violent, evil, sad.
Dark.
Yeah.
There we go. I like there's humans in the bottom one. The second one I think is my favorite. There's like a cop. There's like eggplant cop.
What is the? I'm so confused on the time period here because why is this cop here with a gun?
Gun. Who's the guy on the left? That's like they're killing Pickle Rick down there.
Yeah. That's my favorite one. That's a great one.
Yeah,
oh my god. Everyone? He looks so sad. Now let's do the power of AIs. Look up
it's too powerful.
Do Kamala Harris karate. Karate against Joe Biden.
Yeah, I was gonna
Joe
say
Biden,
against
do shirtless ripped Joe Biden. Shirtless, muscular. Maybe say muscular because they might be confused by ripped. Might be him torn in half or something. Dude, I can't spell shit. And then.
Oh fuck! Oh no!
What? You probably can't say shirtless. You could probably say muscular. I mean, content warning. We just literally depicted.
Yeah, we just saw blood.
Violent crucifixion. Yep, there it is.
Okay.
Kamala Harris karate against muscular Joe Biden. And then say.
It could be the names. Sometimes they don't like the names, right?
Oh, that's true. Black woman president.
Just that. just.
Let's predict the future here. Slices old man in half with hand. Ah.
Come on.
I'm actually baffled that this is that they let us do Veggie Tales and not this.
I agree. Oh my god.
I don't know what the issue is here.
Yeah, it's not Veggie Tales.
Shit. Maybe try and just do Kamala Harris karate against Joe Biden. Because maybe names are blocked. Yeah, it could be names blocked. Against, just do presidential candidates doing karate. But they're muscular. Sad, bloody, scared.
Veggie Tales.
Oh, maybe God. Bloody can be sad.
Okay, okay.
How the fuck do we get a crucifixion and we can't even get karate?
What? So well.
It's karate? Maybe it's presidential candidates. Okay, how about this one? Do Stephen Veggie Hawking doing karate? Stephen Hawking doing karate. Violent. You're fucking kidding.
It must be karate.
Okay, wheelchair
though.
Karate. I mean, surely to God. Yes. I guess you can't use names.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but then you can use VeggieTales.
Of real people. Yeah, I guess because they're...
VeggieTales is a strange loophole. Have you seen the VeggieTales Steve Harvey?
Hey.
That's pretty good. I kind of want to see what we... Like, what if you just do, like, VeggieTale, like, gang murder? Like, I want to see how far we can go in VeggieTales world.
VeggieTales gang murder. There is no fucking way, New York. Larry the Cucumber shot dead in Atlanta. Okay. Just do VeggieTales
gun violence.
VeggieTales gun violence. Yes, I don't understand their rules.
It's as long as you add VeggieTales, it's fine.
That seems to be the loophole here. Well, they didn't like murder gang or whatever it was. we're gonna get through this.
Yeah. Like blood.
We see what
dark.
You're trying to do, AI, and we're gonna work through it, is what we're gonna do. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's about to get real violent.
Damn, we got through the first one, but not the second one.
No.
Scared airplane explosion. No, just take off explosion. Yes. Now I wonder what's going to happen here. There's a multitude of things that I'm thinking right now that could pop up.
You could be
it could really go a lot of different directions. Holy shit.
Oh, shit.
We only got one?
His YouTube thumbnail face. This fucking plane crashing. And there's also only one image.
Oh, the carrots, shit. The carrot with three, like four eyes and two guns.
Oh, my God.
Let's just do it again.
Oh, we could regenerate. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. That first one was so good. This was good, too.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
How about what do you want?
I really want like a VeggieTales like killed by a cop is what I really want.
Now this is going to be a tough one to find.
They're not going to like it.
They're not going to like it, but it needs to be seen by the masses.
Dude, we're being shadow banned.
You could just, yeah, maybe get rid of the police violence. Just you could just do police blood, crowd of people angry.
No way that works.
VeggieTales.
White chalk outline.
Vegetables. No!
It may be too good to be true.
Let's just add so many elements. I guess you can't do names. So that kind of sucks.
You can do like facsimiles. Like.
Mm-hmm. How about if you give me want Steve Harvey doing something. So we could do black guy in a suit with a mustache. Bald black guy in a suit with a mustache. What's something funny and nefarious he could be up to?
Through the stomach. He's just funny doing anything. That's the thing. Punching old man.
Old guy fight or something. Fighting an old guy.
Or like chicken betting. He could be like running a chicken fight.
No! Oh my god! Access suspended for 1 hour. What did we do wrong?
We didn't even do anything that bad.
I mean, what? A little VeggieTales crucifixion and a little bit of, you know, VeggieTales terrorism. What was the problem here? God. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was another fantastic episode of The Normal Show. Kemp, it's been a pleasure to have you. Little Kimpy.
Of course, happy to help out. It's been
a pleasure to sit down with you, take a look at this slop, get to know each other a little better.
Get banned from Copilot.
Get banned for being a little bit. It's called dark humor, liberals. Jesus Christ. Yeah. All right, Kemp, take it easy. It's time for the advice segment, but cool as hell.
All right, I'm going to start you off with the audio one.
Excellent.
Hey, handsome. So, like, my problem is that, like, I have a yapping addiction. So, like, the minute my mouth opens, like, it just doesn't stop yapping, you know? Kind of like, for example, how at the start of your streams, you know, you just yap a lot. That's kind of me. Like, I'm about the same because, like, you're a big yapper, you know? So just like wondering how I help my yapping addiction. Maybe give yourself some advice. Thanks.
Here's some advice for you. Shut up. Guys, I'm kidding. It's me. It's not a cool version of me. It's me under the sunglasses. Yeah, I talk a lot. Also, I don't like that. I don't like how she just flipped that on me. She totally was like, I have a problem, but you also have this problem. Give yourself some advice, and maybe I can, also take your advice to yourself. So this is for you and not for me. I guess it's for anybody that talks a lot. I don't know. I feel like there's no harm in talking a bunch as long as you're not – like when I talk a bunch, it's usually alone, which is a little bit off-putting. But when I talk a bunch, it's like I'm recording or I'm, you know, doing whatever or I'm talking to myself alone, not recording. I feel like there's nothing wrong inherently with talking a bunch. When it becomes a problem is when you're in like a group of people – and you won't shut the fuck up. And everyone's like, God, I wish they would shut the fuck up now. So, you know, social cues, you know, pick up on that. There's probably a WikiHow article on that. Know what I'm saying? But yeah, inherently, there's no problem with yapping a bunch or whatever the kids are saying now. Start a podcast, you know, let all that shit out, dude. Start a podcast, get a green screen, air it out. Put on a leather jacket, fucking have wires running in your office, so many wires that you know, it is a hazard for your cat to come to the room because they love to eat the wires, and it's also a hazard for you to walk around. Do that. It'll be a nice outlet for letting all your yaps out, you know? Here's some advice. Yap, and I fucking hate that verbiage, but I'm going to use it because you use it. Yap with intention. Speak with intention. And I feel like I can't even say that, honestly, because I don't really speak with intention a lot of the time. But just, there you go. Yap with purpose. Next one.
Okay, hold on. Let me.
I don't really understand this bit I'm doing.
No, I like it.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it's kind of chill. It's like whatever.
All right, here's another one.
Yeah, I'm listening, or I'm not, whatever.
Okay, so my friend recently moved to Hong Kong.
Damn.
For an IB school, and this is his first week. Randomly, out of nowhere, he started talking about how he never felt feelings of passion until now because of an unmentioned childhood trauma, but now he's feeling them. And he's saying that he has an IQ of 190 now and can go D1 in tennis because he is so passionate and coordinated. He has also been to multiple different continents in the last week, so that could have something to do with it. This is Harry now. I don't know what that could have to do with it, but what do you think is going on? Now back to the question. What do you think is going on? That's what they're asking.
I think a better question would be, what the fuck is that submission? I'm so lost on what you want advice. So, okay, this is partly due to my listening problem, but also partly due to how poorly that was worded. So this person, let me summarize. This person has a friend that is moving to Hong Kong, or it has already moved to Hong Kong.
Yep.
And this friend has a passion problem. What was that?
Yeah, I think so. Randomly out of nowhere, he started talking about how he never felt feelings or passion until now because of an unmentioned childhood trauma.
Okay, but yeah. And now he's feeling these feelings of passion and he's feeling motivated and inspired.
Yeah.
He feels like he can go D1 in tennis. He's a fucking genius. Yada, yada, yada. What is the problem here? Do we have a problem? I don't understand. Maybe he's like too full of himself. I don't understand the problem here. He moved to Hong Kong and he figured out, you know, moved to China.
Moved to the People's Republic of Hong Kong.
Moved to the People's Republic of Hong Kong. Right. And he found his motivation and drive and passion and his moxie, his chutzpah. I don't really understand what advice I'm supposed to give here. Do you know what the hell this is asking?
I want to quickly figure out how high an IQ of 190 is.
Yeah, I literally have no understanding of IQ. I have no idea. You could tell me any number and I'd be like, right. Wow, crazy.
Hold on. What is an IQ of 190?
I feel like they're measured differently depending on what test you take, too.
Yeah. Okay. Let's
a genius IQ score.
Oh yeah, mega genius.
Oh shit, dude, he's surpassed genius.
Profoundly gifted.
1 to 24, profound mental disability, mild mental disability. Dude, imagine you're just like, I'm gonna take an IQ test. It's like, hey, you have a severe mental disability.
They like immediately arrest you.
Like, shit.
They're like, one last thing, what's your address? Where are you at right this second?
Yeah, the police are coming to get you and put you in a straitjacket. You are too dumb to function in society.
Yeah.
And that's why I'll never take an IQ test. Oh, so he's profoundly
gifted. It's like the idea is that it's like a manic episode.
Yeah, I think this guy's shit is what I think. I did just praise him for finding his motivation, and good on him, you know? If you believe, here's the thing, believe your lies that you tell yourself, and eventually you're probably not going to become a D1 tennis player, and you're probably not a profound genius. You're probably not like Neil deGrasse Tyson or whatever, but if you believe that to be true, you're going to accomplish so much awesome shit, as opposed to you thinking you're some like average person, I guess. Like, if you believe these things to be true, you know, you're not going to quite get to this level of delusion, but you'll get close, you know. Shoot for the stars, aim for the moon. Wait, fuck. Shoot for the moon, aim for the whatever. You know what I'm saying? So there you go, man. Manifestation.
I do have one note on this person, which is that if you are a genius, I would pick a different sport other than tennis. Like, if you could presumably like be good at anything you set your mind to.
I don't think he's good at tennis because he's a genius. I think the genius is just an accessory.
He's just like another, yeah.
But then it's like, okay, like, cool, man. What do you mean? Like, I don't understand. I just don't understand. I feel like any genius, like when you say 190 and I'm reading this article and it says 180 and up, you are like, in the 1%, like less than 1 percentile of people. I feel like any real genius is not going to be like, hey, I'm a genius, by the way. I've never told you this before, but I'm a fucking genius. And I'm also really good at tennis. I'm pretty good at tennis. I'm not D1 levels of tennis, but I'd like to think I'm pretty good at tennis. That provides nothing to this, actually. I just started thinking about tennis. I really like tennis. My grandfather was huge on tennis. He still is. He's 80. And he, like, I started playing tennis in fourth grade. Like, I joined the team. And he was like, I visited their house. And he was like, I hear you're playing tennis. Come up to my room. I have something to show you. I've been waiting for years to bless someone in the family. And he took me up to this room. He took me up to his room and then he unlocked this box and opened it up and it was like, oh, it was like his like beloved tennis racket. He was like, I want you to have this. Use it for me. And I quit like 3 weeks later. I'd used the tennis racket and then I was like, I'm doing rec league soccer. That's my thing. Anyway, so yeah, whatever. He's a genius and he's a D1 tennis athlete. If those things are true, awesome. Hell yeah. Maybe he's having a manic episode. Maybe he's bipolar or something. Let him have it. Whatever. He deserves this, all right? Because of his childhood trauma or what have you. He's found his passion. And that passion, I guess, is being a genius in tennis. So there you go.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All right. I work at Chuck E. Cheese, awesome. And I have to flip the salad bar, and it's so nasty. Sometimes we get ice into the salad products and just like hide it in the sauces, and it'll melt and get disgusting, and we only clean it once a week, and we reuse ice buckets to get the old ice out, and sometimes there will be week-old food in the ice, and it'll be all nasty and get into the ice buckets, and we don't clean it. We just spray it off. The smell is rancid. We don't reuse pizza, though.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you cleared up that popular conspiracy theory, spearheaded by none other than Shane Dawson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a thing? People think that they reuse pizza?
Yeah, yeah, dude. Go watch a Shane Dawson video.
Okay.
He'll be like, guys, you'll never believe, like, today we're going to be looking into, like, he does conspiracy videos, and they're always so hyped up, and they end up to be, like, so lame. It's like,
got it.
Does Chuck E. Cheese reuse uneaten pizza? Whoa. And then they go to Pizza Hut, or not Pizza Hut, excuse me. Then they go to Chuck E. Cheese, and, like, they do this whole experiment, and they're like, whoa. It's, like, insane, intense music. They're, like, zooming in on the pizza, and they're like, this looks like a piece that doesn't fit the rest of the pie. What? Oh my God. And it's always just a big nothing burger. Anyways, that submission doesn't make any sense. From what I can tell, at its very core, there is a health crisis at your local Chuck E. Cheese that you work at. From what you also somehow food that is expired ends up in the ice container.
Yeah.
And salad and sauce is involved somehow. What this person said, I think, was that the ice gets stuck in the salad and they have to cover it up with the sauce. What the actual fuck does that mean? I'm pretty sure that is a sentence in that submission.
Yeah.
It is, right?
No, I think you're right.
Incredible.
My interpretation is that something that they forgot is that they're saying there's a salad bar out in Chuck E. Cheese, and they keep the salad bar cold with buckets of ice under the salad bar.
I would assume so. And those then the ice is disgusting, and
those are
food,
gross. Yeah, which that makes sense. That sounds hazard. Like that sounds gross. Yeah,
hazard. Here's the thing: you can expose Chuck E. Cheese. Mm-hmm. I'm talking. You hit up Shane Dawson, and you're like, boy, do I have the story for you? Come to this Chuck E. Cheese at wherever you live. Hit him up. He's gonna be all over that, dude. Send him an email. Or, you know, you take matters into your own hands. You set up sting operation. You call the FDA or the people that come in and give like the score. You call them, the health inspector, call them up. Boom. Blow the top off this whole operation. You're like, you think this looks clean? Check the ice. Check the ice. Boom. Week-old food. Or you just deal with it, dude. You know, or you just completely accept that this is how it's going to be and it's gross. When I worked at Pizza Hut, this seems to be something that we're changing the name of the podcast to When I Worked at Pizza Hut, because I bring it up so goddamn often. But when I worked there, we didn't have to use gloves, and we were touching these things and touching these things. I was touching all kinds of meats. Pause. Meat. Prep the dough. Ooh, raw doughy hands. Oh, we're going back. Oh, I'm all in sardines because this guy wants to order a sardine pizza because he's a lunatic. Oh, but then I'm back to your pizza. I'm making a pepperoni pie. Never washed my hands. I washed my hands once at the beginning. That was the etiquette. You wash your hands one time at the beginning, and then you don't wear gloves. You make the pizza, and they're like, it burns all the germs off in the oven, which might be true. But, and I accepted that for what it was. You know, I didn't think an establishment like Pizza would be having really locked down health protocol, as well as Chuck E. Cheese. So you can accept it. You can call Shane Dawson. Or you can, you know, take matters into your own hands. And those are your three choices and three choices only.
All right. Yeah, I think that's good.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Normal Show. Episodes come out every Wednesday. As you know, Check us out on all streaming platforms where you get your podcasts. Like, subscribe, turn on the notifications, all that jazz, all that jazz. I'll see you on the next episode. It's the Normal Show. The Normal Show is produced by Harry Krinsky and Dave Bonowitz. Our editor is Dave Bonowitz. Theme music and graphics by Matt Zimmerman. We will see you next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.